Friday night was just spectacular as the 18th Heroes Celebrity Baseball game went down. This was the 8th with Dirk in charge after taking over for Mike Modano back in, I guess it'd be 2011. And just a really, really special night, Friday night, as it always is. We had an absolute blast.
Yeah, I think it's Dirk Christmas. It's always the best day of the year for us, and we love that the game's on 105.3 The Fan. And, man, it was awesome. If you went out there to Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco where the Rough Riders play, you were treated to an incredible evening. Hopefully you listened online on 105.3thefan.com or on the radio.com app. You would have gotten to hear KT and various members of our crew doing color and play-by-play. Myself and Skin were down on the field. A lot of people we need to thank for that. Tim Collins was incredible. He always does such a good job. And KT, you guys together, because KT's got roving sidekicks joining him.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are taking it about every 30 seconds from down on the field, out in the actual field, sometimes just standing in the field interviewing guys. And it just flows somehow. And those guys make it flow. KT, you're a pro at that. But it's like, we're surrounded by the biggest names in local sports and we're getting exclusive interviews. So I guess why not go back down to the field every couple of seconds, right?
You're supposed to stay on the field. You guys are the stars of the show here.
No,
and,
I am.
No, you really are. So let's go back to you guys. And that's the best part, because you could at 1 second be talking to Dak and Zeke and then over to Dirk in the same audio clip or something like that. And that's not happening anywhere else in the world. And that, they will say some things sometimes that they might not say in an interview setting or if they're on the radio, you know? So it's a very fun environment, a fun broadcast, and I'm glad that we have it here on The Fan.
Yeah, I want to say a couple things, too. Skin and I are kind of late to Instagram. We spent most of our time on Twitter, so we're building up Instagram followings, and we've posted a ton of pictures. Skin is at Skin Wade. I'm Big Ben Rogers, at Big Ben Rogers. We've got pictures that we took from down on the field. We've got pictures that Steve Chivera and Brandon Colston, you know, guys like Mavericks photographers, the Cowboys took tons of pictures. Their media team was there. Charlie McKinney and Laura Beth put this thing on, and it's unbelievable. Laura Beth wasn't there this year. She still organized it. Her team ran it. Anna Grace was fantastic. It was just true perfection. I loved it. And there's a lot of things. We're going to get to some great audio from it. I do want to say a couple things. My favorite thing about the event is anytime you interview Dirk, and you're accustomed to this on Fox Sports Southwest, he just waits for you to ask your question, then he rips the mic from you.
Yeah.
And it's so great.
He has, he kind of looks at it as, let's just cut to the chase. I'll take the mic, dude. We don't need your question. I know the gold. I'll deliver the gold.
And he takes it with such swagger.
Yes.
He just rocks the mic out of your hand. It's so awesome.
The thing that would have been incredible, and I don't know how many people got to hear it, but basically the game was not really that close. It was 6-2 going into the ninth inning, I believe. Wasn't that right?
Yeah, seems like it. That ninth inning was bad.
And then the Blue Sox proceeded to score, I believe, 13 runs in the top
11,
of the ninth.
11.
Was it 11?
Yeah.
Okay, that must have been 8-2.
You know what happened there, too. So Bassick was pitching, right?
No, Bassick was not pitching during the ninth.
Well, Bassick earlier in the game, when people started roping the ball, he asked him where they wanted the ball. Instead of just trying to throw it inside and high, mm-hmm. he's like, he'd ask guys, like he asked Dak late in the game, hey, where do you want it? He's like, I want it on the outside corner. And so Bassick would just put it wherever they wanted. And pretty soon guys just started roping the ball.
Well, that was, you know, he was pitching to the White Sox. One of the things that happened, I don't know if you guys noticed this, Bassick stopped pitching at one point. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Dez took his glove. So
he didn't have a glove?
I don't know if you remember, KT, when you threw it down to me and I was trying to get Dez a glove. I didn't know what was going on. And Dez got out to his glove, and I think he was wearing Sean Sharif's glove because it didn't fit. Also, Dez didn't know where to be, first of all. Four of those runs that happened were when Dez was playing right field like he was a second baseman. But so then he needed a glove. So someone ran to the back and got him a glove and came back with it and threw it to him. Turns out it was Bassick's glove. So Bassick didn't have his glove for the rest of the night. But when the Blue Sox started getting going, and quite, I don't know if Dirk would want this. We may just need to mic him up, because one of our friends was playing third base and he had three errors, including one where he called off Vernon Wells and lost a shallow pop fly at third. And once the floodgates open, but if you could have heard Dirk, and Dirk knows this guy because this guy has spent money for Dirk's charity. Dirk loves this guy, but he was destroying him. And I've never I mean, think about all the sports we've covered, or you know, some guy making a huge mistake. I just felt so much sympathy for this guy.
You could say his name.
I don't want to. I don't really want to, because he's probably today going, he's probably has not stopped thinking about that ninth inning for the entire weekend. I just know if it was me and I was at third base.
Oh, yeah.
And we were giving up 13 runs because of me on error after error after error, and I'd called off Vernon Wells. I just know that I would just, I mean, I might just disappear for 3 weeks.
You can't call off Vernon Wells. And another one of my favorite parts of the night was Dak and Zeke just ripping each other. And so Zeke didn't prep for the game, and he won the MVP. Dak prepped like crazy and went out and bought a custom bat, had a custom bat made for the event. And at one point late in the game, again, I guess Bassick asked him where he wanted the ball, and he ripped the ball or whatever. So Dak ropes the ball to deep right center, and this guy comes out of nowhere and catches it. Well, it's former Major League center fielder Scott Posednik. Nobody else in the stadium. No one else in the stadium makes that catch.
Yeah. It was a hell of a catch.
And Dak's like, what is that? And you know what, Zeke goes, what? Routine pop-up.
You know what's amazing, too, is Dak's at-bat before that was horrible.
His first the three strikes?
His first at-bat was horrible. And then that one, he looked like a stud. I mean, he just looked so good. But yeah, that's I thought it was going to be a way closer game than it was just looking at the roster. Yeah. But the White Sox could never really put anything together. And they had some good players, Palmeiro and Vernon Wells. And there was a late rally because Vernon Wells was going up every three at-bats. And there was a wild protest from the Blue Sox.
There's something that there was danger lurking, because if you throw a major league hitter a slow pitch, chances are they're going to pull that ball because they're used to faster pitches. Well, towards the end of the game, it gets super casual, and everybody's just standing out in the foul territory area. I'm like, well, Vernon Wells is trying to murder a baseball. This is not smart. It's no. So easy for it. He's being thrown 60-mile-an-hour pitches. There's a high likelihood that he's going to pull a ball foul right at somebody, but thank God he didn't.
And everybody's on their phone.
Yes. Yes.
At one point, about a third of the White Sox dugout was watching the finals.
There was, yes. There was 1.2 where the White Sox tried to turn a double play, and Dirk he was playing first base, but he forgot that there was going to be a double play throw. And so who was? One of his teammates threw a ball. I think it was maybe Devin.
You're talking about Devin Harris when he drilled Dirk?
And
he
hit Dirk. Hit him in the arm?
Hit him in the arm. But, man, I just thought it was an unbelievable success. I love the Tolos in the house. And, again, I mentioned this in the mix. You know, we deal with so much negativity online. There's just a few trolls, but they bark loud, and you just get in this state where you're like, wow, you don't really have a good feel for, you know, how much love is out there or not. You just don't know. Well, that was overflowing love. It was so fantastic. There was a lot of support out there for the radio station, and it's just, man, the station felt real healthy. There's a lot of people that were just supportive of the fan and of the event, and that was a great feeling.
We'll get into some of the great stuff at 5, the real good audio. I'm going to play a couple clips before we take off into some real good sports talk.
Absolutely.
Reggie, can we do cut 11, please? This is Dirk after a big clutch hit late in the game.
Dirk laces it into left field.
That's going to score a run.
That'll score one run. It is now 17-7. Oh. Vernon Wells scores easily.
Palmeiro coming up now. That means Wells could go again after him.
That's right.
Let's go down to Skin Wade.
I lost my clutch gene there for a second, but I came through.
Dirk Nowitzki giving you what he's got, coming through in the clutch.
But I came through.
He walked up to me, and I was going to interview a question. He walked up to me and just took the mic. Was like, and before the mic got turned on, he said something like, "They doubted me. They doubted me, but I still have the clutch gene."
We'll have some more stuff at 5, including Dez's thoughts on Game of Thrones. Let's real quickly, though, cut 6 here, Reggie. This is Ben trying to get Dez back on the Cowboys.
is there ever any chance we could get you to put the star back on your helmet?
You know, that's not, you know, not my decision, you know? Not my decision.
But if Jerry called, you might pick up that call, right?
You know, we'll just have to see, you know? We'll just have to see.
Hey, have a good game tonight.
Yes, sir.
I love Ben Rogers.
Well, Ben's trying.
I love that.
Yes, he is.
Boy.
I love trying to break that news. I love it.
Hey, that would have been great.
I mean, yeah, I'd love to come back and be a Cowboy again. That's all it took was one thing, and that's a headline, just like that. Bunch of stuff at 5 o'clock. Make sure you're listening at 5 o'clock. A bunch of funny and great stuff at 5 from Friday night's Heroes game with Ben and Skin down on the field. It's awesome at 5 o'clock.